Yesterday, we spent the day talking about the Din of Adam HaMazik by Einis Gomor. And Yerushalmi's Ptur, whatever the Gedarma of the Ptur are, Yerushalmi patters Adam HaMazik by Einis Gomor. But in certain cases of Einis Gomor, the Yerushalmi patters Adam HaMazik. So the Meretzchius asked his kasha, which I think he brought b'shem Yad HaMelech, that this cloud that an Einis Gomor is potter by Adam HaMazik does not stim with the Rambam. The Rambam says that if a ma'anes of a ganev forces a person to give him someone else's money, the ganev walks into a store and he points a gun and he says, "Open the safe, give me the money." So the person who's being forced opens the safe and gives him the money. So that person, he did the right thing. It's not Yehorg Val Yavar, but he's chayiv to pay. But he has to pay for the money that he gave away. He gave away someone else's money. He gave away the boss's money. So for that, he has a chiyuv tashlum. As I state in Rambam. Nosav, and Nosav Biyad, if he took the money and gave it to him physically, he's chayiv. So for the Meretzchius, that's an Einis Gomor. Ein lecha Einis Gadol Mezu. It's an Einis Gomor. If the person would have not given the money, he would be Erev Averis. But chiyuv to save his life by giving the money. So Frekta Rambam, that's a Frekta Meretzchius, that's a stira to the cloud of this Yerushalmi, and Einis Gomor is Potter. And here we see from the from the Rambam that you have a case of Einis that's kind. So the Meretzchius says a teretz, which I try to show today, is a very kloliistic teretz, a very kloliistic yisaid in the rules of Einis. The Meretzchius is machalek between the two cases. Now don't jump on me. There's more than one way to express the Meretzchius' teretz. I'm just trying to get the basic teretz straight. Later we'll try to see if we can cut it up and see what's the right way to say it. But just the Pasha Pshat of the Meretzchius' teretz, the following teretz. Says that there's a basic difference between a mazik who's sleeping and in his sleep he turns over and breaks kelim, where he's an einis gomor, where he went to sleep and then they put the kelim, that's potter, and the case of the Rambam where someone points a gun at someone and says, "Give me the money." The difference is the case of the person who's sleeping, the maisa itself is physically taking place by Einis. He's physically breaking it, not intentionally. He's physically breaking it without any desire to break it. That's an Einis Gomor, and that's Potter. Masha Ein Kein, in the case of the Rambam. In the case of the Rambam, where someone points a gun at him and says, "Open the safe and give me the money," he's opening the safe to Ritzonei HaTov. He's doing a good job. He's concentrating on opening the safe and taking out the money and giving him the money. So he's giving him the money with his Ratzin, with his Asiyah is totally Baratzin. It's just that he's being forced to do it. He has a danger which is forcing him to do it. So because he has a danger, it's forcing him to do it. So therefore, he's taking an Einis. But it's a different Einis. It's an Einis in the circumstances that lead to the Maisa. It's not an Einis in the Guf HaMaisa. So Dr. Meretzchius, when do we say Einis is Potter by Adam? We are Einis in the Maisa. With the act itself that you're doing, you're an Einis. Masha Ein Kein, where you're doing the Einis physically, Baratzen. The circumstances that lead you to do it are by Einis. In that case, Yachayim. That's the chilek that the Meretzchius makes between a case where the maisa is b'aynis, or you're being forced and and you're saving your life by doing a mice. Now this chilik is a chilik hamaforsim in many cases. The Maritzchias himself tells you to look at the Mishnah Melech in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, and with that I didn't look up the Mishnah Melech, but I know which one he's referring to, because it's Yisodei HaTorah Mishnah Melech, who ends up saying exactly the same thing. The Mishnah Melech goes in the following din. Mishnah Melech is not talking about Maasek. Mishnah Melech is talking about the Hilchos Avodah Zarah. And Mishnah Melech is coming to answer a Steiros HaRambam in the Halachos of Avodah Zarah. In one place, the Rambam says, if someone comes over to a Yid and says, bow down to the Avodah Zarah or I'll kill you. So what's the Halacha? Bow down to the Avodah Zarah, I'll kill you. So the Halacha is that Yehar Vayava. What happens if the Yid, he couldn't resist, he didn't want to die, he bowed down to the Avodah Zarah? He bowed down. And let's say he had a srog, two people warned him, and he bowed down to the Avodah Zarah. So someone pointed a gun at him and forced him to bow down to the Avodah Zarah, and he bowed down to the Avodah Zarah. Zakta Rambam, he's potter. He did a bainus. Even though he's supposed to give his life rather than do it by this, so he was over on the mitzvah to give his life to be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. He was over. But you can't give a misa for bowing to an Avodah Zarah, because he didn't bow to the Avodah Zarah willingly. He bowed to the Avodah Zarah by Inus. And Inus Rachmana Patre, he doesn't get an Inish for bowing to an Avodah Zarah by Inus. He failed. He had a mitzvah d'oraisa to give his life and not be to be kadosh shem shemayim lo yichallelu, and that he was over on. But then he said to them, "So it's up to Rambam. If you're nenas, you're potter. You don't get an Irish." The second Rambam. Rambam says, and I have to tell you, there's something called Azrayu Avodah Zarah. Right, bowing to an Avodah Zarah is a Chiyuv Misa. Having Hadnah from an Avodah Zarah is Azrayu Avodah Zarah. It's like a Telda of Avodah Zarah. There's no Misa. If someone has Hadnah from an Avodah Zarah, it is not Chiyuv Misa. It's Chiyuv Malkus, it's a laugh. But it's a Bizrayu, the Rambam holds a Bizrayu of Avodah Zarah is also Yehar Vayavar. So the Rambam has another case. There's the following case. A man is sick, and his refuah is a certain fruit. That fruit is growing on an Asherah tree. So the only way that he could save his life is by being nehenna from this Asherah. But the Rambam says it's Yehar Vayava. Abizrael Avodah Zarah, any Dairaisa Dika Avera Avodah Zarah, including Hanoah, the Rambam says it's Yehar Vayava. What happens if this person took the fruit and ate the fruit from the tree? And he ate it. So the Rambam is Chayim Malkus. He's no right to do it. It's Yehar Vayavar. He took the fruit from the tree. He's Chayav Malkus. So everybody jumps on the Rambam. The Rambam is Seisar himself. Here he has two different cases of Yehar Vayavar. In one case of Yehar Vayavar, in the case where a person points a gun at him and he bows down to the Avodah Zarah, the Rambam says that he is not chayav misa. He bowed down to the Avodah Zarah by this. And in the second case, where you ate a fruit off the tree, which is also Yehar Vayavar, the Rambam says that if a person did it, he's chayav malkus. Why is he chayav malkus? He's an einus. He was nenas in doing it. He was going to die. He was sick. He was dying. And so he was nenas. To say the same idea of a p'tor einus. this is the kasha that others ask, Astiris HaRamba. Enter the Mishnah Lamelech. That there's a difference between the two cases. Here is where it gets a little complicated. First, again, I'll tell you the Mishnah Lamelech, and then we'll see, comparing it to the Veritzius in a while. But let me just tell you what says the Mishnah Lamelech. Mishnah Lamelech says that the two cases, one is different than the other. In the case where the person bowed down to the Avodah Zarah, he didn't want to bow down to an Avodah Zarah. He was forced to bow down to the Avodah Zarah. Someone came and forced him to bow down. Now, if that Avodah Zarah would disappear, he'd be very happy. The person said, bow down to the Avodah Zarah or I'll kill you. The Avodah Zarah would disappear from me, he'd be very happy. So to Mishlo Melech, there is considered an oinus in the Maisa itself. It's considered an oinus in the Maisa because he totally doesn't want this Maisa. In the case of the Asherah tree, he wants the Asherah tree. If someone would say, I'll make the Asherah tree disappear, he'd be very upset. He wants to live. The only way he can live is if he has enough of the Asherah. When he went to go to the Asherah tree, he went Beretzayne Atayiv. He wanted to go to the Asherah tree. He did it Mamish Beratzen. Since he did it Mamish Beratzen, so even though the circumstances that led to it were circumstances of Einis, but Lamaisa, the Maisa Bepayel, was Beratzen. That's why I told him to start it. Don't. You're right, but that's why I want to wait. Don't compare it yet, because. But the difference is a similar difference. It's not identical, but it's a similar difference. I assume that's what the Meretz Tzias means.
That want that the Asherah should not be an Asherah.
You should want. Yeah, if he can make the Asherah fruit not be an Asherah fruit, he'd be very happy. But Lamaisa, it is an Asherah tree. He's very happy it's there for him to have it.
Isn't an Asherah tree?
By bowing, huh?
Is an Asherah tree usher if there's no one worshipping that tree? I mean, you find a tree that nobody knows about. Is that
an Asherah tree? No, that's not Asherah tree.
Then he doesn't want he wants the Asherah tree, but he doesn't want that by the Zara.
It's true. But he wants, he has a positive reason that he wants to go to this tree and take the fruit needed. As a positive reason, it's going to heal him. And bowing down to the Avodah Zarah, he doesn't have a positive reason. The guy says, I'll shoot you if you don't bow. So he has to bow because the guy will shoot him. He doesn't have a positive reason. He wants it here. If it wouldn't be here, then.
That's the reason. The fact that Bali Basharat, he has a choice.
He can either die.
Him, either bow or do it. Right. Here, it's not really a choice because the guy, he's more of an eyeness where the guy has a gun to his head. Because he doesn't have a choice. He's not actively going and doing it.
He's doing it only because the guy has a gun to his head. Wasn't it if a guy points a gun at him, and the doctor tells him, if you don't eat this fruit, you're going to die? Wasn't this a doctor or a tzayach?
It's just not an idea. He doesn't have a choice. If he doesn't do that act, he's going to die.
And here also, if you don't
do that. Here, he'll die, but it's related. It's not that thing itself. It's not the fact that he's going to the Asherah tree is going to make him live. The fact that he's going to go and eat that thing from the Asherah tree is going to make him live.
I'm not sure if what you're saying is the same as the Mishnah Lamelech or not.
I am, but in different.
Okay. So this is the Mishnah Lamelech chiluk. There's a third place, there's a very interesting Rebbe Chanan and Ksuvos. Leaders in service of Kedushirim. He goes on the Megillah. The Gemara there says that Esther Tosfos brings, since the Gemara is actually in Megillah, that kasher avadati avadati. Then when Esther Amalka went to Achashverosh to save Klal Yisrael, and she understood that going to Achashverosh to save Klal Yisrael meant enticing him to be interested in her, in Tashmish. She was married to Mordechai. So she said, kasher avadati avadati. I'm going to go to Achashverosh and I'm going to become asa to you. Because I'm an Eshesish, she was married to Mordechai, and she's going to be Mizana with Achashverosh. Achashverosh is going to be Mizana with her. So since Achashverosh is going to be Mizana with her, she'll be asa to her husband. But she's allowed to do it. She went to do it to save Klal Yisrael. And Tosfos brings a raya from there that Gilei Arayis is not Yehor Vayavar on a woman. The Gemara actually says it, but Tosfos brings it that Gilei Arayis is not Yehor Vayavar, a woman, Isha Karka Olam, and there's no Aver. Now, Esther was married to Achashverosh for many years previously. She was married to him all the years. Achashverosh was interested in her in the first place only because of her beauty. Why wasn't she also to Mordechai till then? The answer is
now the brother.
The answer is that the Gemara says that until now it was Ba'inis and now it's Baratzin. Till now Achashverosh forced her. He was forcing her to be Mizana. He grabbed her and he forced her. Now it was Baratzin. Now she was going to Achashverosh to entice him into this, which was Baratzin. So Tavachana, what's the difference? They're both Ba'inis. Till now, Achashverosh took her and she knew. She says, no, she'll get killed. Now, she's doing it for the same thing. She's going to save Klal Yisrael. She's doing it, Mordechai Paskin, that it's mutter, to go and be Mizana to save Klal Yisrael. She was just as much an Ainus now as she was the other times. It's exactly the same. Till now she was an Ainus, now she's an Ainus. And the Rabbi Chanan, the same Terence.
That Ainus and nothing had nothing to do with the fact that she took the word of Rotten now had nothing to do with what was making her an Ainus.
To save Klal Yisrael. The only way she'll save Klal Yisrael is this way.
The only way to save Klal Yisrael was by doing this.
Right.
But she never, first of all, it's meant to find out would it work.
You're allowed to try. A person's allowed to try
if
it doesn't work.
It's not, if somebody, like, by the case of the gun or the Asherah, the guy has the choice, either life or death. The onus is making him do this.
Right. And here, she has a choice.
She has right.
Same choice as the Asherah person. The sick person who's eating from the Asherah is a choice. Either die or eat the fruit and live.
But if he eats the fruit, they live. Yeah. Or if he...
So here also, either let Klal Yisrael be killed or go to Achashverosh and they'll live.
It's not true.
Why?
Because even if what she did, right, would have... Even if she decided that she was
going to
do this,
to
say
Klal Yisrael, Lav Dafko
to say
Klal Yisrael. But the halacha was that it's mutter. The halacha is definitely Kuach Nefesh, even a Safik Hatzalah is mutter. Even a Safik Hatzalah is the same thing as a full Hatzalah. No difference. She certainly did it for Hatzalah, for it to be Matzah. So Bukhana says the same Chiluk. He says, till now, she was nenas in the Maisa. Till now, it was Achashverosh forced her in the Maisa Tashmish. She was nenas in the Maisa itself. Being nenas in the Maisa itself, that's an Inus. She was forced. Here, she wasn't forced in the Maisa. She could have stayed home. She was forced because the circumstances which led to the Maisa. Because this is a way to save Klal Yisrael. In the Guf HaMaisa, she wasn't being forced. In the Guf HaMaisa, she's going Baratz. Just that there are circumstances which make that this is what she wants to do. So, Rabbi Chanan, that's a different type of an Einis. That's an Einis. That's Baratz. The circumstances are Einis. The Maisa is Baratz, and she's also to her husband. Moshe came by when someone is physically forced, that's an Einis Gol. That's all the fact.
The Manashat, is it considered a Ratzon? If it's Ratzon, then you're not allowed to do it. Because Kibbutz is one of the Gimel Chamorim.
That's not the notion.
Because it's Kaka Oilam, but here you're saying that it's Ratzon.
Kaka Oilam Ratzon is also not Yarbaya. It's not Yarbaya, but it's very hard to have a case. What do you mean? It's a. I don't know what you mean. It's not Yarav Vayav no matter what. It's not a Gilei Arayos for women is not Yarav Vayav. Now, she went to this Maisa. The circumstances made her Oynes. The Maisa, but Payal, she went and did it. But she did it. She had a cheshbon. That's called doing a barat, and she's very happy to have a way to say Pri Israel through this.
Why does she have it in the Maisa? She still would have wanted to do the Maisa. Why does Asher the person want to do the Maisa? She doesn't want
it. She wants it. That's a way of saving Klal Yisrael. Just like in the Asherah, eating the food is a way to save your life. Going to Hashverosh and getting him into a mood to listen to you is a way of saving Klal Yisrael. That was the point.
Esther,
what
about
was mutter? Or if I tell him it's mutter, being done. Why? To save Klal Yisrael. Because there's no Vaynoshim. The Gemara is wise about this Yarav Vayavar. So the Gemara said, the Gemara has two Torahs, but the Ikateret is as the Karkoil Maisa, Yisha Karkoil Maisa. Karkoil means a woman is not active in the Maisa.
The aspiration is animal.
Yeah, but it's not Yarav Vayavar. It's the same as the other 610 mitzvahs. It's not. What? But it's not Yarav Vayavar. Eating treifas is also awesome, but you're like, don't look off nefashas. Chilah Shabbos is also, you don't look off nefashas. Arayas for Anisha is Aser, but you're allowed to do it for the Kofa Fashas. Phil Shabbos is also Nisa, but for the Kofa Fashas is not. What's interesting, every time we have this, is that this whole big Lamdis is a Mishnah Brura. I always heard that Gedolei Yisrael said that the Mishnah Chafetz Chaim hid in the Mishnah Brura all of his Lamdis. He wrote everything in a very simple style. But the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Reish Daled says the same thing. There's a stira here, the Tazi is a stira in the Shulchan Aruch. It says in Shulchan Aruch, Imansu lecho loy lishtais, if someone forces you to eat something or drink something, Afa gav da chayich nehenu mimenu, even though you'll have anah, but you don't make a bracha, because you are nena. Someone comes and he forces food down your throat, so you're not mechuyev to, you don't make a bracha on that. Okay, that's how the Ramah passed the Simur Reish Dal Siv Ches. That if someone forces you to eat something, someone forces food down your throat, you don't make a bracha on it. Siv Tes, Ochel Meichelay Mashka Shal Iser Mibnei HaSakana. If a person's sick, the Chelish Yesh Bei Sakana, and his refuah is to eat something treif, so they give him a Chalei Sasura is to save his life. You make a bracha rishayna, bracha achrayna. Someone to save his life has to eat treifis. The Shulchan Aruch says that you mevarech alav tchilah v'saif, you make a bracha. Kivin tesakanta hu hatera ka'achol. Because it's a sakana, you're allowed to eat it. So I believe it's the Taz that says that these two things are saiser, one the other. Make up your mind. If you're an oinus to eat, you do make a bracha, you don't make a bracha. In both cases, you're having hanah. Just in one case, someone forced it down your throat. It says, Beferish, Ansu lecho lishtais, afagav da chayich nehenu mimenu. Even though you got pleasure from it, einem avar. It says, if you're an oinus, you don't make a bracha. And then it's if tes, it says, mevarech alav. It says that if a person's sick and he has to eat nehe sakana, he does make a bracha. Lecha stivet.
But what's the bracha? The bracha on the nourishment that you get later on, or the anah that you're having right now?
Bracha is never on nourishment. Bracha is always on the hanoah that a person has. The physical hanoah.
It's stuck down his throat. It's possible that he didn't have enough.
Oh, so that's why I'm pointing out. It says, I forgot the chayach nehanami man. Even though, even if you did have hanoah, enam avarcha. That's what it says in the first case. So the Mishnah Berurah answers, really, the same Yisrael was saying. There's a difference. When you're nenas in the guf ha-maisa, if you're nenas in the guf ha-maisa, it's not your maisa. You don't make a bracha on it. It's not your maisa. Just like Esther, when she was nenas in the guf ha-maisa, that's a minus gomel. If a person is eating it willingly, in the guf ha-maisa, he's eating it willingly, he's sick, and this is what he has to eat to survive, he's eating it perfectly willingly. Just the circumstances are circumstances which make that he's an oinus and he has to eat it. That is called the guf ha-maisis baratzen. The circumstances are oinus, and in that case, a person does make a problem. So Mishnah Berurah says this in one line in Cut and Manifest. Afagav de britzayne loyayay choldavaze ki emach masayinus choliyay. Even a person who wouldn't eat it except because he's sick. Once he's sick, he wants the food. So that's why Hashiva Achila Shesh Bayano. Okay, so we have here a fourth place for the same Chilek. So we have the Meretz Tzvius and the Mishnah Melech, which you have to come back to, and the Rebbe Chanan, and this Mishnah Berurah. We have four places that make very similar chilukim, one with the other. Now, before I go to Mishnah Melech, just getting back to the Meretz Tzvius. So we have this Yisayid. Meretz Tzvius is klar. What's the Yisayid? Adam Amazik. If you're an oinus in the guf ha-maisa, you're potter. If you're a rotzen in the guf ha-maisa, but the circumstances of oinus caused it to come about, then you're chayiv, then you're a mazik. Right? That's what he says. Then you have to pay. That's the case of the person who opens the safe. Now I want to know, this Meretz Tzvius, does it stim with the case? I mentioned a case yesterday from the Machne Ephraim. Machne Ephraim had a case where Reuven tells Shimon to break Levi's kelim, to demolish his kelim, demolish his house. He says Levi put in an order that he needs these things demolished. So Reuven and Shimon, we're talking a place where Shimon had every reason to believe him. Not talking about two kids. One kid tells another one, go break it. Reuven is a contractor and Shimon's a worker, whatever the case is. So Reuven tells Shimon, go break the kelim. And Shimon goes and breaks the kelim. So the question is, there are two questions. Is Shimon chayiv? Is Reuven chayiv? That's the question. I mean, you could have the case. In a similar case, somebody, you walk into someone's dorm room, and there's a soda on the table, and he says, drink the soda. And you drink the soda, and then he says, it wasn't mine, it was my roommate's. That's the same exact case, that's my friend's case. He tells him to drink it, and he drinks it. He has every reason to believe that it's his. And it turns out it's not. So is the drinker chayiv? Is the one who drank the soda, is he chayiv? Is the one who demolished the house, is he chayiv? So Machne Ephraim says, no, that's an Einis Gavu. And the one who drank is Potter. The Shaila is, the one who told him to do it, is he Chayiv. But the one who actually did it, is Zicha Potter. As I state Machne Ephraim. Would the Meretz Tzvius agree with this? The Meretz Tzvius said, first let me explain why I think he might not. Then we'll try to figure out. The Meretz Tzvius said that you're only an Einis when you're an Einis in the Maisa. When the mice itself is baratzen, and the circumstances are such that brought you to the mice, then you're chayiv. Because the mice itself is baratz. This person, l'chayiv, demolished the house or drank the soda, baratz. According to the Maritzchias, since the act was Baratzen, it should be Chayim.
The entire situation was violent. Huh? He didn't even know that he was doing it. He was doing it Baratzen. The act, also, the act itself was Baratzen, but his whole stuff was violent.
But the lady needs to
say differently. I would think to make a different chilek.
If he would have known, then he wouldn't have wanted to do it. The person eating the fruit, even if he knew, he knows that nothing to do it both ways.
If you would have known, he wouldn't have done it.
Yeah.
That's correct. So therefore, you have to upgrade the phrase.
It's just that he didn't know.
Is that what you were saying?
Agave lady, he's asleep.
Agave lady.
He's asleep.
So it's in the way I was going to phrase it is. In the Maisa Hezek, he's an Oynus. He's not Baratzen doing a Maisa Hezek. Right? He's not being Mazik Baratzen. If you tell me to drink the soda, I'm not doing a Hezek to anybody. You gave me soda to drink, I'm drinking. Legabe, the Maisa Hezek, I'm an Oynus. Yes, he's saying, Legabe Levi, I'm asleep. Legabe Levi, I'm unawares. So what you have to say, so it's different than the Rambam's case. The Rambam's case, the guy points a gun, he says, open the safe and give me the money. So this haste there, I'm doing a Maisa Hezek Baratz. I'm taking away the person's money, I'm doing that Baratz. Masha'en came in a situation such as this case. I don't, the person doing it, Bechlal doesn't know he's doing a Maisa Hezek. He doesn't know he's doing a Maisa Hezek. He thinks he's doing a Maisa Tikkun. He thinks the person wants it chopped up. He wants it broken down. So the Maisa Hezek, you're still not a person who's Baratzen being Mazik. And that's true. Maritz Chias is always saying that if you're Mazik Baratzen, if you're a person who's who knowingly is being Mazik others, then you're Chayim, even though circumstances are what forces you. In this case, it's not a magic baratzen.
But a case of the soda, you have to know, it doesn't matter.
So maybe you have to pay mashinahemis. Well, there's a halacha that even when you put out mazik, you pay mashinahemis. Mashinahemis really means what you save, that now you don't have to eat a meal. So I'm not sure if drinking a soda in today's time usually doesn't replace other drinking, it just augments the other. People don't eat less because they drink a soda. So it depends on the circumstances. But as far as Mazik, nothing else.
The story was that you weren't doing a Maisa, here you're doing the Maisa Baratza, and who cares that you...
If you're not doing a Maisa Hezek Baratza.
There's no Mukhak to say this, you can't just
So I'll tell you why it's Mukhak. I'll tell you why it's Mukhak. It's Mukhak from one of the other cases. Because we had the case yesterday, which Tosis brought. We had another case, the case where the father died and left a shor in his barn. And the children came and shechted the shor. They didn't know it was really a borrowed shor. It was somebody else's shor, but they didn't know. If the man died, they went, they saw that there was a shor in the barn. So they went and they shechted the shor. So there also, the halach is that they're potter. They have to pay mashanahana, but they're potter altmaz. They're potter. Tyson said, why they potter? They're like this gavur. They had arrived to believe that this is the father's shor, and when they shechted it, they were an einus gav. I could have asked from this case also. In the guf ha-maisa, they shechted it baratzen. Teretz is the same thing, that they didn't do a maisa hezek baratzen. They thought they're shechting their own animal, and there was no desire to be mazik baratzen. So that is an einus. And Meretz Chias is only talking where a person does a Maisa Hezek willingly, Baratz. Okay, so Ad Kan, this is it's a nice Tikkun Torah, the Meretz Chias with the Mishnah Melech, with the Rabbi Chanan and the Mishnah Berura. It's a nice package. Okay, so Srili, you started to ask that two pieces of it are not really so consistent. That the two, I explained till now, I think there's a certain clarity to it. As we want to point out that the geder, the chayrus, seems to be not totally consistent in all four of these maramakaimus. The Rabbi Chanan and the Mishnah Berurah Shnim is with everything. But the Mishnah Melech, which is what the Meretzchis himself compares it to, the chayrus is slightly different in one way. If someone points a gun at someone and tells him, do this, the Meretzchis said that that's considered a rotzen in the Guf HaMaisa. That's considered, I'm doing this Guf HaMaisa baratzen to save my life. That's considered that I'm doing it baratzen. The Mishnah Melech, on the other hand, said, one minute, when you take a fruit off the Asherah tree, you're doing it baratzen. But the Mishnah Melech said that when you bow down to an Avodah Zarah, the Maisa itself is not considered a Maisa baratzen. The Meretz Chis and the Mishnah Melech are not exactly the same. The idea is the same, that when you have circumstances that cause you to do something, that's called baratz. But they seem to be disagreeing in the case where someone points a gun at someone and says, do this. They seem to be in disagreement that the Mishnah Melech seems to be saying that you consider the Einis in the Guf HaMaisa. The whole Meretz Chis is saying that you consider a Ratzin in the Guf HaMaisa. That chiluk seems to be an inconsistency. Conceptually, they're saying similar things, but the two examples seem to be inconsistent.
You can answer it again with Megillah. That the Achashverosh said that they were punished because they bowed down with Nebuchadnezzar, but they weren't punished fully because it wasn't the Ratzon. But the Zohar needs Ratzon, or else you're not doing the Maisa Avera. You're doing the actions that the Goyim do, the actions that.
If Zohar needs a bigger gather of Ratzon.
You can't,
you there are three types of rats. There's one where they physically force you.
You can bow down.
There's one where they point a gun. And there's one where it's an Asherah tree.
They tell you that bow down to have a desire, then you bow down to have a desire. It's for Inus. You didn't do the Maisa of a desire. You physically did not do the Maisa of a desire. You did the same action that people who don't have a desire do. You didn't do a Maisa of a desire.
If we have to say something like that, if we want to make, I mean, the fact that Meretz Chis and the Mishnah Melech don't shtim, it won't be the first time in their lives that they disagree, but they're both explaining the Rambam. So there has to be that the reason for the Hagdara by Avodah Zarah, like you say, is a slightly different Hagdara. The line is drawn in a different
so
spot.
The Yerub El Yavar is when the guy points a gun and I do it so willingly that he would do something to that.
No, Yehoreg Val Yavar, the Chiyuv Yehoreg Val Yavar is in all cases. But when a person falls in the Messiah, someone points a gun and says, bow to the Avodah Zarah, and he fails, he bows. So he's over on Bima Kaddish and Shemayim. But he's not over on Avodah Zarah because the device itself, he was compelled. Okay, Al Kaponim, this is the Meretz Chiyus, and we walk away from the Meretz Chiyus is really that this is pretty much a unique exception. We still stay with our rule Einis Gomer is Potter, and we have this unique exception, this exception of the when a person is a gun is pointed at his head and he does a baratz, and that's it, that's an exception. Okay, let's see the Gemara. Let's go back to the Gemara. We got sidetracked with Einis by Adam. We were in the middle of the Gemara. Seven lines in the bottom. Be Yashen. Yashen, Darke Lahazik, even the guy Pashat Orchehu. Ushmirasan Alecha, the Mishnah said that Atzara Shavashadeh, that all of these Mazikim of our Mishnah are Darke Lahazik, Ushmirasan Alecha. Adam Shmiras Gufay Olav. Does a person, and Gemara doesn't mean, does a person have to watch his body? Of course you have to watch your body. Rashi says, Loshen Zeh Neshaya. What's the language? You have to watch your body. Is that an appropriate language? For Gemara L'taymeich, Hode Tani Karno. Arba Avis Nesikim Vodam Echameham. Adam Shmiras Gufay Olav. L'maisa, even if you hold like Shmuel, and Amish does not talk about Adam. But Karnas Brisa was talking about Adam, and it says this Lashon. Now, just here, when we started the Masechta, in the Beis Amud Aleph, we talked about the clair of why Adam, of why a person has to pay if he's sure is mazik. So we had a clair. Do you pay when you're sure is mazik? Because Mamayne HaMazik, you have to pay. There's a pasuk. Your moment is now, you have to pay. Or do you pay because you are negligent in the shmira of the shor? That's the longest of why you pay. Are you paying because your mama was mazik? Or are you paying because you are negligent in the shmira? What Shimon's nafkamina was, if you're negligent in the shmira, the animal gets out, and then you mafker the animal, and then it's mazik, do you have to pay? If because of negligence in shmira, you have to pay. The negligence in shmira, it was your shor at that time. If it was Mamani Amazik, then you don't have to pay. It wasn't your mama when it was Mazik. By Adam, why do you pay by Adam? Do you pay because if you're Mazik, you have to pay? Or do we pay because of you failed in the Shmira of being Shomer yourself? It's tricky to find a nafkamina. Let's say a person lies down next to a keli. Lies down, and the keli's there already, lies down next to it, he falls asleep, in the middle of the sleep he breaks it. He's chayiv. Why is he chayiv? He's chayiv because he broke it? Or he's chayiv because he has no right to lie down next to a keli and go to sleep?
If somebody takes it away and puts it back, he falls asleep with the jet, somebody takes it away and puts it back.
I would think if someone takes it away, he's finished. Someone puts it back, he's only discovering it. Putting it back.
But the shmira.
I was thinking of a different nafkamina. Maybe it should be Tali. Is that just Machmas of Shia? Not really. I was thinking of a different nafkamina. I was thinking, what happens if a person goes to sleep before he's bar mitzvah? And Shkia is going to be bar mitzvah. So he goes to sleep next to a keli. And then Shkia passes. Now he's bar mitzvah. And then he turns over and he breaks the keli. Is he chayiv? Is that a good example? If his tiyuv is because he went to lie down, he was a kohen. If his tiyuv is because he broke it, he's a gadol.
When someone's sleeping, his tiyuv because he went to lie down.
When someone's sleeping,
the chiyuv is because he went to lie down.
That's why I'm giving him the base. We said that. So the chiyuv is because he went to lie down. What?
In that case, the chiyuv is because you
That's the question. Is it? If it's because
no,
you're lying.
That's
the time. It's chiyuv is because you broke when you're a gadol.
But then that was an idus,
because you were cotton at the time that you lie down. It's true. Guys, let me change the case a little bit. Let's say when you lie down, the chafetz was hefker. You go to lie down next to the thing, it's a hefker thing. And while you're sleeping, someone's kainit. Let's say he's kainit without picking it up, putting it back. He's kainit with a kinyasimta, whatever, with davaran. So when you went to sleep, it was hefker. You're allowed to break hefker things. And while you're sleeping, I think that'll be a good case. While you're sleeping, he's kainit. A good case. If because I went to sleep, I was a pesheya, I wasn't a pesheya, I'm allowed to go to sleep next to things. If because I broke it.
No.
So,
every guy tripping, every person tripping on the street, it's also.
Every person tripping on the street. No, because we passed in Niskala Pesheya. Seems that the normal shmira that Yechayiv doesn't include against tripping. Because I'll say that people trip. It's machaikis. We pass the Niskalai as lapishel. Normal people who are watching themselves trip. Whatever nafkamina you can think of, it's very hard to come up with a nafkamina. This Gemara seems to say that it's because shmirasei alecha. And while I agree a person has to watch himself, I just think it's a big chiddush to say that the reason you have to pay is because you don't watch yourself. The person pays because he's mazik. No?
So the lack is when it says Haim Garmus Acher Pasha, someone else, the Chiv for other man is Pasha. The reason why he's Pasha is because someone else was Pasha. It wasn't his Pasha, someone else was Pasha.
this? What are you trying to show?
So it's not that it did damage. It's not that he did damage. It's not a shame in something. If you did something that shouldn't have been done, that's just, okay.
You can play shame, but you have to do it. You have to put it there where it's going to break.
That's not doing the hazard. That's being pashe. She is the chayyim, not the.
See, I agree. What you're really asking is when you gar mehezik, the type of garmi that's chayiv, if you gar mehezik, it's not really chayiv because of your ma'isa, it's more because of a lack of shmira, that's what you say. Once the garmi is interpreted as your ma'isa, I'm not sure. We get to the sugya of garmi, I'm not sure. Alright, and the Gemara is saying, not the Gemara, it's really the Mishnah. If the Gemara would say, Adam has nothing to do with Shemir, it would be good. We're saying, Hatzara Shava, of Shar Eish Baran Adam, is Shemir Asna Olasa. What does that mean, Hatzara Shava? What it means, Hatzara Shava is that you chayav, because you have to be Shemir.
And we've arranged everything else also.
That was the Raya, that was the Taina, that the Lash Shemir Asna Olasa. What I mean to say is, if you hold, everything else is Shemir Asa Lalecha. The Raya is in Lashon HaMishnah. So here it should be Raya by Adam also.
No, but if
you hold that it's not Al Shemir Asa, so then just like that's not the Siba Sachiyah, it's just that it's Tzara Shava. So here also it's not the Siba of the Chiyah. I don't mean to say that if you're going to hold by Mammon that it's a Dinah Shemir Asa Lalecha, then it sounds like Adam is the same way. Now it could be, because the truth is, this bothered me. If the reason I have to pay is Shemir Asa Lalecha, then how could some Rishayim hold I'm Chayiv on Oinus Gamor? Those Rishayim will hold that only Acherim Gamor. On Oinus Gamor, I wasn't Pshem Eshmira. So I'm not sure. What?
Maybe more Dayanim says you are Pshem.
That I'm Pshem, even something I was Nenas.
Even something else, somehow.
Or maybe Shmirasa Yalechab, Yechayev for two reasons. You're supposed to be Shomer. It's true, it's Tzara Shava. And you're also Chayev because Adam and Isaac is Chayev. Now let's start the Amid Beis. Maske Flor of Mari. Let's just get into Rav Mari so we'll know where we're heading tomorrow. Maske Flor of Mari, Ve'ema Ma'ave Zehamai. You know, we always look for another Maske. Right, we learned that base. We said there's Shar and Bar and Eish and Adam, and those are the only ones that Teres Mechayev. You couldn't think of any other Mazik. Here, Lechayev, we have a new Mazik, Mayim. Maybe Mav is the Mazik of Mayim. Kedeksiv kekadayach Eish ha'misim Mayim tiva Eish. So Gemara answers, Miksiv Mayim nivu tiva Eish ksiv. What's going on in this Gemara? Gemara has a Havamina, there's another Mazik called Mayim. Gemara says, no such Mazik. L'chaira, what we have to do when we learn this Sugya is we have to come up with a case, whatever Mayim means, it's a Machlokes Rashi and Taisus, whatever Mayim means, what we have to do tomorrow by the end of Shir is come up with a Mazik called Mayim, which is a Havamina, it's a Mazik, which means Havamina Yechayiv, and a Maskana that you're Potter. No, is that what comes out? That's the structure of this Gemara. Eima ma'av is ha'mayim. When the Gemara says maybe there's a mazik called mayim, the Gemara means to be mechayiv something new, right? You know what the Gemara means? Eima ma'av is ha'mayim. There should be another mazik called mayim. So no, no, miksim, nivu, tiva, nivek, whatever it is. But what is this mazik? It's interesting that there's a havamin that's chayiv. I'm more interested in the maskana that it's potter. Which mazik is it now of mayim that's suddenly potter? What type of mazik of mayim is potter? Rashi's case doesn't sound like the case of potter. Taisi's case doesn't sound. What's the case of mayim that there's a havamina one way and there's a maskana the other way? That's the question that we have to deal with for tomorrow. Do Rishonim deal with it? Rashi and Tosfos deal with it, but like Rishonim always, they speak very bekitzer. The there are two pieces I'm aware of on this. One is a Chazaynish. Chazaynish is not so clear. It's Baba Karma Simen Aleph Oizvav. He tries to give a characteristic to Mayim. This has to have a special characteristic. And in the Dibris Maisha, but I didn't see one in the shop. You need the new Dibris Maisha. The short ones, they're printed in the back, is a Aris. It's a Ari Yud test. It's all the way in the back of the volume. Rav Maisha, although it's a bigger Arichos, Rav Maisha gives more of a Derech to understand Mavazah HaMayim, the Mazik of Mayim, which is, it's not uncommon nowadays that the water damage, someone leaves water running, there's a bathtub running and it overflows, it causes damage. So the question is this sugya going to be megalitas, some new havamin of chiyuv and maskadav ptur of mayim hamazik? Now remember, whatever you're learning here, yeah, there has to be something unique about mayim. You learn Rashi, it's going to sound like just another kind of bar. It can't just be. The Gemara doesn't say Eima Mava Zahamayim because there's a pasuk. You know, if there would be a pasuk that calls a grapefruit Mava, the Gemara wouldn't say Eima Mava. This is there's no grapefruit in those days, but whatever it is, Eima Mava is an apple, because there's not having an apple could be a separate mazik. It has to be something that could be a new mazik. So that's the impression I want to make on you, that for tomorrow Mitzvah, we're going to have some type of clarkite, like Rashi, like Tosis, what this new mazik is, that there's a Havamin Etzchayiv and that there's a Maskolin.